Here's a thought I'm titling A Library of Skies. I'm thinking about the sky replacement tool in Photoshop. How do you feel about the sky replacement tool? Do you use it? It's pretty cool, actually, what it does. But I think there's an aesthetic as well as an ethical question about should we use it? Is it a cheat or a solution to a bald, bland sky? Or maybe I should rephrase that. Maybe I should say, when is it a cheat? And when an acceptable tool? When the sky replacement tool first came out, I struggled with it a bit. There is an element of fakery about it. But the more I thought about it, the more I began to be comfortable with it. I think, anyway. And certainly I can only speak for myself on this. I've decided that it is a tool I'm willing to use if it's only a matter of timing. That is to say, if I had unlimited time to wait for the perfect sky in order to make a landscape, is that a valid use of sky replacement tool rather than spending time out there waiting for the perfect weather and the perfect sky and the perfect cloud? If I just use something from my library of skies, I end up with an image that I could have made had I had oodles of time to spend waiting for that particular sky so that I could make that image. In which case, I can't make the image I'd like to at the moment I'm there because the weather pattern isn't agreeing with me, but if I replace the sky and it creates something I could have seen if I had waited long enough, maybe months, maybe years, to capture it, then I haven't really faked the subject, although I have faked the calendar, the timing of when I happened to be there to make that picture in that particular location. If only I was there on a different day or a different time. But I wasn't. So in those cases, I won't hesitate to use the sky replacement tool and make a sky that I could have seen had I been incredibly lucky or spent an unlimited amount of time. In that sense, it doesn't feel like it's a fake sky. But then again, does this open the Pandora's box of fakery? What other things could I fake if I just waited long enough for it to happen? A related example. There's a car in the background of my shot. If I use the AI remove tool to eliminate that car, is that faking? Or is it just a matter of timing? If I had waited long enough for the person in that car to leave, then I could have made the picture I wanted without the car, but I didn't have that kind of time to wait for them, so I digitally remove it using the AI remove tool. It's a delicate issue. It's a fine line. I'm not sure there's any easy, concrete answers for how to deal with these new technologies. So, because there's no hard and fast rules, because I can't seem to identify an ethical line that is easily described and defined, the best I've been able to come up with is, am I creating something that could never exist, or am I creating something that could exist if I just had enough time for it to happen? If I were to extract an image of Half Dome and set it down in the middle of the Palouse, that's fake. Might be interesting artwork, but it's definitely not real and could never be real. Even with the passage of millions or billions of years, I don't think it could be real. So that seems in my mind to definitely cross a line. But waiting for a different weather pattern? That doesn't seem like crossing a line. I don't know. Well, that's the way I think about it anyway. Having a library of skies at my disposal by making a collection of great skies that I have actually photographed. I guess I'm okay with that. I must be because I do it. And I don't feel at all guilty about having a library of skies at my disposal, all of which are ones that I photographed. So I'm not just going out and getting them off the internet. So they're real skies that I experienced, just maybe not at the same time that I experienced the rest of the landscape that appears in my image. I'm comfortable with that, but what am I missing? Is there some aspect of this ethical discussion that I haven't considered yet? I guess I'll continue thinking about this until some hard and fast line of demarcation becomes self-evident.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.